Tuesday afternoon. Let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And how's your lovely day going today?
You know, it's been actually Paul and Cindy weather, don't you think, Paul?
Yep.
I think it has. I mean, I just have loved going on walks. I just have loved the cooler temperatures, having the windows open. It's fall. I think fall must be my favorite time of year.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's. But yeah, good temperatures. Beats hot and humid.
Yeah, I could use a little less bugs, but...
A little less bees. You have a lot of bees over there in Appleton?
I've noticed a few.
Yeah, we got a lot here in Madison.
I've noticed a few here, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess, how can I complain when the weather has been just so fabulous? But yeah. So all is good and right in my little world, I guess.
That's good. Well, with COVID happening, Cindy, things are different. But tell us what's happening at the Appleton Library.
Yes, things are different. We do have adjusted hours in which we're open to the public, and so we are open to the public for you to be able to come into the library, walk into the Civic Center on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, from Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., and then Saturdays we are open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And so we are open quite a few hours to the public. And then the other hours that we're open, you may call us on the phone, arrange a curbside pickup. We'll do orders, reference questions, all those other things during our other regular hours that we're here. And you can contact us then by calling us at 289-1681. And we're happy to help you and do curbside pickup, do all sorts of different services and things like that that we can for you during those other times. Keep in mind, we do have a few programs and things that we have going on. We've got Steve Starrood coming here a couple times a month. In fact, he'll be here on Tuesday of next week, which will be the 22nd of September, and he'll be here from 1 to 3 p.m., and he'll help you with any of your computer and tech questions and things like that that you have. We also are having our book club. We will meet on the 28th of September at 5 p.m., and we're meeting at the river, I think it's called the Riverside Park, the park down by the bandstand.
Yep.
And we are reading 9 Perfect Strangers, and we've got extra copies of that available if you're interested in joining us. Keep that in mind. We also are so fortunate to have some Wi-Fi hotspots that you can also check out for 28 days each, and that allows you to take your portable devices and have internet on the go. And a wonderful opportunity. We only have 3 of these things, so there are some limits, of course, to how many we have, but that might be something interesting for people to give a try to and check it out, because they are ready for checkout. We've still, like I said, we've got 3 of them, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Different things that we always have going on here, and so we'd like to offer some unique items, I guess, for checkout sometimes.
Right. Say, talk a little bit about book club. I think they're becoming more popular, don't you agree?
Oh, I do. We help with several book clubs that are in our area, in addition to the one that we, you know, that I basically run here for the library. And it's you know, the way we run it at our library is books are chosen, and then we order copies of the book for whatever customers and people that are interested. And then we get together and we meet once a month. Like I said, that's 5 p.m. It'll be on the 28th of September. And what I usually do is I research the author, tell a little bit about what makes that author tick, what made them write the book, you know, what kind of motivates them. And then we start talking about the book. And there are a lot of discussion questions and different things that we discuss. sometimes we really like the book, and sometimes we really don't like the book. And sometimes when we don't like the book, the questions and the talking is even more intense. So it's just a lot of fun. I have a great group of people that have been coming now for quite some time, and I super enjoy book club, and I think that a lot of others do too. That's why we see so many book clubs popping up all over the place.
Yeah, it's always good to get other people's views on the book, something maybe you haven't thought of or something like that,
mm-hmm.
huh?
And that's totally true, because every person reads things and looks at things differently. And so it is. It's super fun. And, you know, here at the library, so many of us are readers, and we'll say, okay, did you read this book? If you did, I want to talk to you about it afterwards. And so it's so nice to have a group of people that, you know, read some things. Plus, we pick books sometimes that you would never think of reading yourself, and it opens you up to different authors and different possibilities for reading. So book clubs are a good thing.
No, that's open to the public, right? Anybody can join the book club, or how's that
anyone
work?
Can join book club. There's no membership fee. It's all free. And I just think it's a lot of fun. And right now we've been meeting outdoors, because, of course, COVID and things, and we may be having to switch to some other opportunities, maybe, you know, Zoom or something else online after a while, but we'll see. We'll see where that goes, because I think all of us missed book club when we weren't able to have it.
Okay. Well, should we move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Sure. There's quite a few new books that are starting to pop out. There's a couple of Trump books out for nonfiction. One's called Melania and Me by Stephanie Winston Wolkoff, anyway, and then Donald Trump versus the United States. So, like I said, there's always a Trump in the mix somewhere in the different New York Times bestseller list. We also have The Dynasty by Jeff Benedict. It's a history of the New England Patriots, from NFL laughingstock to making 10 trips to the Super Bowl. So if you are a football fan, this might be something you'd be very interested in. Also, Twilight of the Gods by Ian Toll. It's the third book in the Pacific War trilogy. It describes the last year of World War II in the Pacific. So something very interesting. We've got quite a few fiction books also. All the Devils Are Here by Louise Penny, and we've got quite a few Louise Penny fans, so it's the 16th book in her series, so that might be something you'd be interested in. The Lying Life of Adults by Elena Ferrante is the coming-of-age story. Giovanna seeks her true reflection in two kindred cities. And so Timothy Zahn has a new Star Wars saga book out called Thrawn Ascendancy. And then we have Dark Song by Christine Feenan. And so that's her 34th book, I should say, in her Carpathian series. So lots of new things that are popping up. And, you know, we're just around the corner from October, which is another really big release month. So you might want to keep checking in to see if some of your favorite authors are putting out some new books.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy, why don't you give us those library hours one more time over there
in Appleton? Keep in mind we are open. We are open for calls as well as open to the public. And so there's almost two sets of hours to think about. And so we are open to the public, where you can walk into the library Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 10 to 12 noon, and Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 7 p.m., and Saturday from 10 to 2. And then we are open for phone calls and curbside pickup Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 1 to 5. And then Wednesday from 1 to 7, and then Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 12 noon, and Saturday we are just open all day.
All right.
Our regular hours, which are 10 to 2. So, if you are curious and cannot remember anything that I told you today, or want to ask a question, please just give us a call. We're always happy to answer the phone and answer your questions. And so our phone number here at the Appleton Library is 320-289-1681.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, for the information. We'll talk to you next time.
That sounds fabulous. Thank you. You have a great week.
That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.